Listening test 5. Section A.
Number 1. I ought to go shopping now.
Don't spend too much. I won't get paid until next week.
What is the probable relationship between the two speakers? Number 2. I'm thinking of taking 5 courses next semester.
Wouldn't 4 be wiser?
What does the man imply about the courses?
Number 3. That brown shirt looks nice. It costs $10, but I have only $8.
That's easy. I'll lend you the rest.
How much money will the man borrow from the woman?
Number 4. Where can I find a map of university campus?
Have you tried the information center?
What does the man imply about the information office? Number 5. Is it going to rain?
Going to rain? The ground is already wet.
What do we learn from the conversation? Number 6. Did you throw away all the paper?
I gave half of it to a friend and kept the rest.
What was done with all the paper?
Number 7. If we hurry, we can take the train instead of the bus and save 3 hours.
Yes, the train only takes 4 hours to get to Shanghai.
How long does it take the bus to get to Shanghai? Number 8. I can't find the cup. Do you know where it is?
I dropped it on the floor yesterday.
What happened to the cup?
Number 9. Tom, why were you late for class this morning?
I overslept and missed the bus.
Why was Tom late? Number 10. I'd like to exchange this green coat I bought last week for the red one.
Let me see. The red one is only $10.95, and the green one was $15.
Approximately how much money does the shop assistant owe the woman?
Section B. Passage 1. It was a spring morning. There wasn't a cloud in the sky, and the sun was warm, but not too hot. So Mr. Andrews was surprised when he saw an old gentleman at the bus stop with a big black umbrella in his hand. Mr. Andrews said to him, "Are we going to have rain today, do you think?" "No," said the man, "I don't think so." "Then are you carrying the umbrella to keep the sun off you?" "No, the sun is not very hot in spring." Mr. Andrews looked at the big umbrella again, and the old gentleman said, "I'm an old man, and my legs are not very strong, so I really need a walking stick. But when I carry a walking stick, people say, 'Look at that poor old man,' and I don't like that. When I carry an umbrella in fine weather, people only say, 'Look at that stupid man.'"
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 11. What was the weather like? Number 12. What did the old man carry? Number 13. Which of the following statements is not implied in the passage? Passage 2. The United States owes its high level of development to many factors. The land has an abundance of natural resources and includes some of the best farmland in the world. In the past 400 years, people from many countries have settled there, bringing with them a wealth of knowledge and skills. But in the last 100 years, it has been the working man that has been the backbone of the nation. The working man has fought hard to achieve what he has today. In the beginning, he was little more than a slave. Long hours working in dreadful conditions for almost no pay caused the deaths of many people. Today, the working man is faced with a new kind of struggle. Ever-advancing technology is taking his job. It's very probable that the working man will be replaced by a machine. But he has served his country well. His country owes him a debt which can never be repaid.
Questions 14 to 16 are based on the passage you have just heard. Number 14. Which of these was not mentioned as a factor in the development of the United States? Number 15. How long has the working man been the backbone of the United States? Number 16. What will probably replace the working man? Passage 3. Why do people smoke? One reason is that people become addicted to cigarettes. To be addicted means that your body comes to need cigarettes. The addictive substance in cigarettes is nicotine. When people smoke, the nicotine goes right into the bloodstream and makes people feel relaxed. A smoker's body gets accustomed to the nicotine, and if he stops smoking, he feels nervous. Many smokers try to stop smoking, but because of addiction to nicotine, they feel so uncomfortable that they often find it too difficult to stop. Another reason is that people simply enjoy smoking. Having a cigarette for many people means taking a break. For some people, smoking becomes part of their daily life. Many people enjoy smoking because it gives them something to do with their hands. Many people also like the taste of tar in cigarettes. However, it is the tar that causes cancer. While governments and health experts have tried to get people to give up smoking entirely, cigarette manufacturers have tried to keep selling them by producing cigarettes with less tar. Many people in Western countries have welcomed these cigarettes since they find it hard to stop smoking, but they want to reduce the risk to their health.
Questions 17 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 17. Why do so many people become addicted to cigarettes? Number 18. What is the substance in cigarettes that causes cancer? Number 19. What are health experts trying to persuade people to do? Number 20. Why do smokers welcome low-tar cigarettes?